Sublime. Written by Gain and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, The Elementalists. Relationship, Shreya Mystery/Main Character. Rating explicit. No archive warnings apply. From the additional tags: Magical Bondage, Suspension Bondage, Magic Blocking Restraints, Roleplay, Sex Toys, Clothed Dom Naked Sub. Company President Shreya Mystery, Marketing Director Iliana. The first day back from winter break, Iliana found Shreya slumped dejectedly in their dorm. Not even frowning, just tired. She fiddled idly with a shiny ruby crystal in her hands, a delicate curl of dark smoke within. It was an expression Iliana recognized easily. "Your mom's still not listening, huh?" Shreya sighed, and against her best efforts, sniffled a little. "You know I ran the numbers," she said to Iliana, and seemingly threw her at an invisible audience. A tinge of desperation colored her cheeks. Iliana took Shreya's hands. "I know," she said, "and if your mom would look even for a second, she'd see it too." Shreya nodded with watering eyes. Seized with inspiration, Iliana continued. "I may not have any decision-making power with Mystery Inc., but I do know that your pitch is worth hearing. So, my dearest Shreya, will you make your case to me?" Shreya finally smiled at that. "I'd been planning to all along. In fact, for you, I can give you the best presentation of all, one that I couldn't possibly give to anyone else. And remember, if it ever becomes too much, just say Yorba eggs." She was wearing that eager expression that no one else ever saw, a bit more excitable than elegant, and a bit more flirty than poised. The sparkles in her eyes were like lumis in field or lanterns on a lake, bright with secrets. Iliana nodded, her stomach fluttering with excitement. "Director of the marketing team, I have called you here to demo the newest mystery marvel, Pleasure Beyond Your Wildest Imagination," Shreya began formally, holding out a velvet box. Nestled inside was the ruby crystal at the center of a chrysanthemum-patterned rune. It was glowing faintly. Iliana shivered, sitting before her on the couch in a particular state of undress. On the outside, she'd worn her very best imitation of a professional businesswoman. A striped turtleneck, knee-length black skirt, and a ruffled black cardigan she'd picked for the Amarilia Day gala. But underneath the proper get-up, the folds of her skirt draped over her legs and clung lightly to her bare clits. Between the sight of her girlfriend and the fabric rustling over her body, Iliana fought the urge to squirm.
"Why, yes, President Mystery," she replied instead. "The board is very eager to see your inventions. They are smashing hits with every attuned demographic, after all."
Iliana's voice sounded slightly breathy to her own ears. Shreya smirked quickly before slipping back into character. "For a complete demonstration, this little device will need time to work its full magic. And to that end, I'm afraid I must prevent you from assisting." She waved a hand, and a circle of runes flashed briefly behind her. Iliana gasped as her arms were bound behind her back. Shreya approached without hesitation, her expression schooled into professional confidence. "Lie back while I activate the device," she instructed. Her warm hand slipped down and teasingly dragged up the hem of Iliana's skirt. Shreya let out a soft sigh as one finger delicately stroked over Iliana's folds and parted them open. Out came the crystal, now dripping with a clear substance. "I had to coat it," Shreya whispered apologetically. "I warmed it, though." Slowly, the crystal slid in by millimeters until it was buried deep inside her. With a whispered word, Shreya activated it, the tiny jolt of power traveling from her fingertip through Iliana's body and ending in a surge of warmth deep in her gut. The crystal began to emit rolling pulses of warmth, a massage from the inside that made Iliana gasp. "The black smoke is a standard sultry mixture captured from burning roses and poppies, and it has fragments of a fire mystery marble embedded next to it to continually give it power. They're fixed in a magic-resistant resin to slow the delivery. The combined power and resistance makes it strong and long-lasting," Shreya was explaining, her shoulders straight and her eyes perfectly serious.
Flecks of sunflower petals in the resin nourish your magical vitality. Ileana let her voice wash over her, too distracted by the sensations to respond. When Shreya brought out the marketing charts, she subtly flicked her fingers in Ileana's direction. The crystal responded by redoubling its heat. Buzzing waves joined the roiling warmth. Despite her best efforts, Ileana shifted against the couch, seeking out the friction of fabric against her skin.
"What are you doing?" Shreya demanded sharply, the spreadsheets forgotten. "You'll spoil the effects if you squirm."
"My apologies, President," Ileana replied with downcast eyes, but she couldn't stop grinding the tiniest amount. The pleasure within was climbing to a peak, and she just needed just another tiny push.
Shreya looked down at her dripping folds and sighed.
"Then I'm afraid stronger measures will be necessary."
A wave of her hand, and soft silken ropes swoop down from the ceiling, encircling Ileana's body in crisscrossing patterns and lifting her clear off the couch. The pressure between her legs abruptly vanished. She lay back, cradled princess style with her head thrown back, the ropes cool against her flushed skin. Her clothes had disappeared.
"Hey, we can't have you ruining the outfit I picked for you," Shreya explained, catching Ileana's glance at her bared skin.
Another crook of her finger, and more ropes were twining around Ileana's thighs, prizing them apart. Hanging there with nothing but air between her legs, not even her own skin for friction, Ileana moaned out loud.
"Please, Shreya," she begged, writhing against the ropes. I need to...
She concentrated on her body, on the sensations between her legs, and focused her energy there. Closing her eyes, she prepared to send her own spell flowing through her body, when, to her surprise, the energy seemed to catch on the ropes and fizzle out. Shreya's delighted laugh rang out.
"These are magic-absorbing," she said, plucking at the ropes. "Another Mystery Ink special. For that, I'll have to punish you."
Ileana groaned as Shreya's fingers pushed into her, and the crystal went still.
"No, oh," she groaned. "No, turn it back on."
"You should know by now, Ileana," Shreya smirked. "I'm in charge."
"I'm at your mercy," Ileana gasped. "Please."
Shreya pretended to think.
"Oh, if you must, all right."
But this time, when she flicked the crystal on, her eyes smoldered with desire, and the crystal responded in towering bursts of power. When Ileana looked over, Shreya was rubbing herself through the crimson ruffles, her eyes fixed on Ileana's suspended form. Shreya reached out a trembling hand, gently stroking Ileana's skin up and down her chest, pausing to tease at her breasts and then trailing down to her stomach. Her warm palm caressed each of Ileana's thighs in slow, delicious passes, while the crystal's pulses grew more and more forceful. The ropes twisted tight around her limbs, an echo of Shreya's anticipation. When Shreya's hand finally found Ileana's clit and pressed firmly against it, the crystal responded from the inside, a long burst of heat faintly tinged with electricity that sent tingles through her fingers and toes and left starbursts in her vision. Ileana let out a long, low moan, bucking against the restraints while Shreya stroked her in slow circles and coaxed her through her climax.
"Guess it was my turn to catch you," Shreya teased when Ileana came floating back to the present.
Warm arms held her close, and soft fingers teased gently through her hair. She blinked her eyes open.
"There is no way that's an actual product," Ileana groused playfully.
Shreya grinned.
"You got me. I developed it just for you."
Ileana sighed dreamily.
"You always plan the best surprises." "Do you really think so?" Shreya asked.
Ileana nodded solemnly.
"I do. You're the best roommate and girlfriend I could ask for, and you'll be a great company president. I know it, and I'll be your support every step of the way. As a sounding board for your pitches, as encouragements, and..."
A low chuckle escaped her throat as she glanced at the crystal, now dull and inert, lying on the table.
"As a product tester," Ileana finished.
Shreya smiled then, the confident sparkle returning to her eye, and she leaned down to press a quick kiss to Ileana's lips.
"That's right," she said firmly. My business sense is as unparalleled as my style. The End. This was recorded for the Femme/Gift Exchange 2026 as a gift for Obsessive Reader 7. I hope you enjoy.